Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Today's homily is given by Deacon Bob Plesiniak, deacon here at St. Jerome, on Saturday, May 15th, 2021, the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. Now here is Deacon Bob.
Graduation is in the air. Commencement is something of a misnomer for those who are finishing up their time in school. In 1954, Father John L. Harrington, the principal at Central Catholic High School, remarked at our high school graduation, "This would be the last time that we would all be together on this earth." He was right. Graduation seemed more like an ending than a beginning. At the very least, there is something very ambivalent about an exchange that is both closure and a rite of passage. The ascension scene depicted in the first reading in the Acts functioned as a kind of a pivot or a turnstile in the New Testament. Jesus' ascension into heaven is really the ending of Luke's gospel, while at the same time it is the beginning of Luke's account of the Acts of the Apostles. Mark's gospel today, we face the same tension. Jesus tells his disciples to proclaim the gospel, then he vanishes from their midst. The people who witness the ascension of the Lord must have been as baffled as the disciples who encountered the risen Lord. They wanted the Lord to stay, but learned that Jesus' final destiny was to be at the right hand of the Father, where they would see him come again. And so the angel tells the people of Galilee not to dwell on the present, but to look to the future. The angel responds saying, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into the heaven." The ascension is a rite of passage for the Christian community. A time of dealing with reality of the absence of the Lord Jesus in the flesh, but an awareness that the future promise of the Spirit awaits us. Living in a world with a sense of hope that the Lord is near must become habitual for us. To be joyful in the midst of a lot of worldly scandal and sin is not easy, but Jesus suggests that the power to heal and to preach will overcome demons in all deadly things. How? The Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Jesus' presence got the disciples through it. Jesus' presence made them sure in their faith. Jesus' presence transformed their fear and despair into joy for the future. And our very gathering here is testimony to his presence. He is still with us. The belief that Jesus both ascended into heaven and yet dwells here in his mystical body, the church, is not only a doctrine of our faith, but should drive us prayerfully through the course of our day. Christ is alive and living among us, and will come again. Until then, the church, the pilgrim people of God, is a living sign and witness to the joy and the hope of the resurrection. As we hear in the preface for the ascension, Christ, the mediator between God and man, judge of the world and all, and Lord of all, has passed beyond your sight, not to abandon us, but to be our hope. Therefore, we can say at the Eucharist, looking up to heaven, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. That acknowledgement gives Jesus authority over everything great and small. Like the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus recognizes the power of God to triumph over what defeats us, such as despair and hopelessness, even death. The ascension of the Lord once again lays claim to Jesus' triumph over sin and the force of evil that tried to crush God's righteousness. Christ has ascended into glory, but in his path, Jesus has cast an immortal shadow over the earth that refuses to despair, that endures forever. That is why the whole church cries out this day in an unfailing promise of the future, waiting for his coming. And as we hear in Psalm 47, verse 6, God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, amid trumpets' blasts. May God continue to guide you as we approach the end of the Easter season.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.